This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu and it's Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm joined in the studio by
Christine Wong.
Hello, Christine. It's Friday.
Hello.
It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Just putting it out there. Our discussion today on Enterprise Biz Bite is appeals for reopening of non-essential sectors, sustainable economy limitations, and the Astro-Netflix partnership. And of course, the appeals is, you know, it's been the whole week from different associations and different groups and all that. Mm-hmm. So we'd love to hear what you have to say. So you can chat with us via Instagram and Twitter. That's at BFM Radio. Also over on WhatsApp 0187898899. So yes, as I was saying, Chris, you know, a lot, you know, we've been just covering the different sectors, different industries covering this. So at the National Security Council, they're going to meet today, and this is an article that came out the Star, to decide on whether to extend the lockdown. A few industries remain in a fix as they've not been allowed to operate, although they could do so during the last two movement control orders. So the Chemical Industries Council of Malaysia, CICM, said these included operators of limestone quarries who will be issuing force majeure and a clause that seeks to protect a party that can't fulfill a contract for situations beyond its control to water treatment and sugar production industries as they had run out reserves due to the lockdown ban on quarry operations.
Yes, and CICM Executive Director Datuk Muhtar Hashim said they were not currently listed as essential, although limestone quarries and lime production were allowed to run during the previous two MCOs. This was despite the fact that water treatment plants and sugar production factories needed their produce to keep operating, he added. Currently, he said they were only allowed to supply to essential construction projects. He added, but for drinking water treatment, lime, both in the form of quick lime, calcium oxide, and hydrated lime, calcium hydroxide, allows water to be softened and purified, its cloudiness and impurities eliminated, and its acidity neutralized. It also disinfects water by bringing its pH level up to 10.5 to 11, thus lowering the quantity of bacteria and viruses. In conventional chemical treatment of industrial inorganic wastewater, lime controls pH, neutralizes the acidic wastewater, reduces the concentration of oxidizable organic pollutants, clarifies and precipitates dissolved pollutants, among others. In the sugar industry, he said quicklime was used to precipitate impurities in sugar to obtain pure sucrose, adding that they were now running out of reserves of lime. When we run out completely, it may cause interruptions to water supply, and the public would definitely be affected, he said. And he also added that sugar manufacturers might have to resort to importing lime, which would then increase the cost of sugar production, and that it would take 7 days or more to prepare the production equipment to resume operations.
Well, first of all, Christine, thank you for the lesson on chemistry.
Yes, I definitely know exactly what I'm talking about. But in all seriousness, it's exactly the issue that you were saying yesterday, Frida, about right. How essential things are essential, but the supply chain is not.
Right. So and as for theme parks, the Malaysian Association assume Amusement Theme Parks and Family Attractions President Tan Sri Richard C.K. Koh said that 130 theme parks and water parks in the country were merely asking to be allowed to maintain the equipment and areas. He explained, we're not asking for NSC to give us permits for operation, but only for maintenance service. We need to check the running of equipment and prevent it from rusting as our weather has high humidity. These rides costing millions of ringgit with high-tech circuits are sitting there under the hot sun and rain. Even a car needs to be started once in a while if you're not using it. I own three water parks. The ponds have all turned green and will soon become black. Housing and local government minister Dato' Zuraida Kamarudin said she would take up cases involving industries seeking to maintain their cleanliness so that public health would not be jeopardized. She's also urged those industries which deem themselves as essential services to appeal to COVID-19 Intelligence Management System 3.0 under the International Trade and Industry Ministry. So, Christine, what say you? I'm just saying, like with in the case of the chemical with quicklime, how they were allowed to operate in the first two MCOs and now not allowed to. So I don't understand the logic.
Yeah, I think there's been a major debate as well, especially with this third MCO, of what exactly constitutes an essential service. Right. And we also know that there have been some mild, I guess, scandals of services that are not considered essential getting approval from MITI to operate, while other industries that are considered essential or should be considered essential have not. So I know, for example, pharmacies have been having trouble getting approval for operation in these times, but then there was a bit of an internet blip on the radar when a Louis Vuitton store was allowed to operate under the reasoning that they were an e-commerce platform. Right. So you know, I think there's been that strange, you know, that conversation about, you know, what is essential, what isn't essential, what should be allowed or not allowed to operate. And it's clear, like you said, Frida, it's a major problem because there's no real clear definition of, you know, what is, I guess, defined as important and essential to the supply chain in many ways.
Right. And you know, but that LV bag is essential.
I mean, for some people, I suppose.
For some, because I don't fall into that category. But also,
neither do I.
You know, with a theme pass as well, I mean, you should be allowed to go in to maintain, right?
That's the other thing, right? Like, what constitutes operation? You know, to what extent is something allowed to operate? Like, in this case, they're not even asking to, you know, actually open it up to the public. They just want to maintain their equipment. And, you know, like, you know, the person in the article said, President Tan Sri Richard Sikiko said, you know, this is millions of ringgit of equipment and circuitry, you know, that will cost so much more to lives
yeah. when we're allowed to reopen again, right? Because if it's not well maintained. Well, you know, you know, this is a conversation that's been going on the whole week. Hopefully next week we would when you come on physically in the studio, you would have some answers for us.
But hopefully.
But let us know what you think, right? You can actually communicate with us over WhatsApp 018-789-8899. And also Instagram and Twitter at BFM Radio. We'll be back after these messages. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.